think any action or development of this nature where somebody has been held accountable for Anglo leasing case is a welcome development. It's always a welcome development. It's something that has been bubbling on for several years. It's a welcome development in the fight against corruption in Kenya.
Do you think the sentencing is severe enough? There's not been a custodial sentence given, and the fine is 3 million shillings, or around $35,000. This kind of pales into insignificance when we consider the multi-million dollar fraud.
Definitely very serious questions are being asked by Kenyans. You know, a lot of people who I have spoken to since this decision was made have raised that very specific issue. One can make the argument that if it is much worse for one to be a chicken thief or a robber of goods than to be involved in high-level multi-billion shilling corruption.
Just reading some of the comments on the Kenyan news sites, and it seems that the initial reaction from some Kenyans is that decisions like this, they always get the small so-called piranhas, but the big fish are left in the water.
If you think about the kind of the ton of bricks that lands on the average chicken thief in Kenya, and one compares it to this kind of judgment, it's really quite shameful. It seems that it's a crime to be poor, and the bigger the scandal you're involved in, the less likely it is that you will be held to account in a manner that is commensurate to the scale of the wrongdoing that has been found to have been committed.
Just to reiterate there, the Kenyan chicken thief receives a custodial sentence, and yet the Kenyan white-collar crime, they don't receive a custodial sentence, and really a relatively small fine when we look in the context of the fraud that was committed.
Absolutely, absolutely correct that the bigger the amount, the bigger the crime, the less accountable one is held in its regard.